It's on, isn't it? Okay. Thank you, presentation, Kim. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Kim Dudas, License Manager. I'm going to present to you a summary of the recommendations made by the License Reassessment Committee, which require commission action. As approved at the January meeting, these recommendations have been posted in the Texas Register and public comment has been taken. The first recommendation is to combine the resident commercial fishing boat license with the non-resident commercial fishing boat license. This is to create one single new license, no resource or management issues. Second, we would like to recommend combining the resident freshwater fishing guide with the non-resident freshwater fishing guide. These licenses are both priced the same. The next recommendation is to rename the resident and non-resident saltwater fishing guide license to the resident non-resident all-water fishing guide license. The name reflects the actual activities authorized by the license. Our next recommendation is to split the special resident hunting license into two. One, the senior resident hunting license that will be authorized for senior residents, and the second for the youth hunting license for our youth. This will help our constituents understand which license to purchase. We would then like to delete the resident July-August fishing package. This license does not accomplish what it was originally set out to do. Next, we would like to split the special resident fishing license into two, the senior resident fishing license for our seniors, and a special resident fishing license for the blind, and in this license we will waive the saltwater and freshwater stamp requirement. We would then like to combine the resident day plus and repurchase fishing licenses. There are six licenses, and we would like to combine that into one for a one-day single license for $10 for a resident. We feel this will really help the constituents. We will also like to do a similar with the non-resident day plus and repurchase and combine those six licenses into one for a price of $15. We would like to recommend a fee of $3 to obtain the bonus red drum tag. This will help recoup our expenses to issue that. We received public comment. Six responses were given. Four are in agreement. One says it makes sense to eliminate the administrative costs, but still gather the information. And we had two that disagreed. One said the fee was too low for the non-resident commercial boat license. And the other said that they felt that the bonus red drum should be added to the existing license. Staff would like to recommend Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopt the license fee and structure changes to 31 TAC Chapter 53 as published in the February 23, 2007 issue of the Texas Register.
Thank you, Kim. I don't believe we have anyone signed up to testify on this one. Any questions from the commissioners for Kim? Thank you very much. I commend you and your staff for the work to continue to streamline our license and regulations. I particularly like the comment about eliminating something that was not meeting its original objective. that's the sort of clear thinking we like to see, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion on this item?
So
moved by Bivens, second by Parker. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Motion passed.